Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Roth.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you now.
Well, you know, we truly are. Hey, are you guys ready to fly? I mean, are you ready to fly? Because the moment is right now. And today, Sri and I are really excited, as you can tell by my voice, to really dive into the art of soaring and to really allow yourself to say, you know, if everything I ever dreamed of was laid at my feet, and if I'm ready to claim my divine empowerment and live my best life ever, then what? And how do I do that? So this is a very fun, amazing show.
OMG, what if it's all in front of me?
Exactly. You know, be careful what you ask for, right?
Absolutely.
I love that. Now, guys, right here as we begin, I want you to, okay, if you don't have a pencil, get one right now or get a pen right now. And here's something I want you to do today. If you have not yet watched our February revelations, I know it's January 31. They are already up. We posted them early. It's important. Go watch it at our channel at YouTube, officialshriandkira.com. The other thing, excuse me, it's official Sri and Kira, because the reason I messed up on that was the other thing I want you to do is go to our website, shriandkira.com, and click on the 13 Days of Mystical Magical Manifestation. This is our loving gift. This is, we'll call it our Valentine gift, call it whatever you want, but this is our gift to you, no strings attached. It's 13 days of incredible manifestation. It starts February 13th. Register. It's easy. It's not telejourney. It's all done at your home. It's fascinating, and it's amazing.
And so, beloved ones, we're going to move forward and chat with you now about learning to fly.
Ooh, the art of soaring.
The art of soaring.
I mean, think about that. Isn't that amazing?
Well, absolutely. And I'm going to give it to you in a nutshell, and then we'll explain. You got to let go.
Right, because if you're attached, how can you fly?
Absolutely. And so often we cling so tightly to both our dreams and our dreads. Consider how often our thoughts are circulating around what's not going right.
Well, you know, I have to just interrupt, Sri. For everyone that just said, I got my answer to the art of soaring, I just need to interrupt and share with you all that it's more than just letting go. But yes, that's a big piece of it. So stay with us, guys, because we have a lot of show to go.
We're going to expand on that.
And our phone lines are already full. So if you're trying to call in, I apologize. They do normally fill up within 30 seconds of the show starting. However, once we start taking live callers today, you can get on the phone, try and dial in real fast, get into the queue. We also have amazing people that have written us in. And remember, you can always write in to guest@shriandkiraradio.com and send me your mini soul reading question without having to worry about getting in the queue. Remember that I have many, 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 many that come in from all over the world. However, my producer, Briella, does a great job communicating with everybody. We will get to all of them at some point. And so if you've written me and you don't hear your answer this week, you'll hear from Briella as to when we're going to answer it.
And so, beloved ones, as we're just beginning to contextualize, how do we soar? How do we fly? How do we live that life of joy?
Mm-hmm.
There's many places you can dive into that puzzle. And one of the places is to kind of pay attention to where are you putting your energy? Because that's the fundamental awareness.
Isn't it, though?
And if we're preoccupied with life's problems, we don't have a lot of space for our passions. And if we are in denial of our attachment to the headaches and we're only looking at our passions, we often wonder why they never launch.
Now, I want to also share that it's very important to remember that you can be passionate about your problems.
Absolutely. So, it gains you a lot of friends on Facebook.
You know, it really does. And you can take passionate action, which is what we are talking about right now, is how to take that passionate action harness it into your soul's ability to fly free. Because once you learn how to fly free, once you know how to soar, everything manifests.
Absolutely. And soaring is really a nice imagery for a being that is not weighted down by preoccupations
Indeed.
Of the world.
Indeed.
Doesn't mean you're unable to fly in and take care of things in your life. It means the weight is gone.
Yes.
Ooh, that feels good.
Well, you know, if you have weight on your wings, they either break or you can't fly.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I also want to, I think this is one of those moments where it's good to remind people, this is a little thing that I'm sure most of you already heard before, but remember that when a butterfly births, when a butterfly comes out of its cocoon, what happens is that as it's coming out, it must fight through the weight of the cocoon. It must make it through that before it can birth its wings and take off. The minute a butterfly is born, it flies. And so in many ways, the art of soaring is about learning how to ignite the butterfly within, how to transform yourself. And also remember that when the butterfly is coming out of the cocoon, if you attempt to help it, it dies. So this is a journey that we ignite within ourselves. This is a journey that we bring to our own consciousness and then move forward with.
And continuing with the metaphor of the butterfly, it's important to remember that the friction in your life could just be what's needed to polish your discernment.
Indeed.
It could be what's needed to strengthen your wings.
Because you got to exercise. You need those flying muscles.
It takes a certain amount of that experience in order to wake up, mm-hmm. in order to recognize who you are and to lift off. And of course, if you wait for someone to pluck you out of that cocoon, you never develop your wings.
And exactly, because if you're plucked out of the cocoon, chances are the wings you were trying to develop are going to have to go back and start all over again.
Ouch.
And it is an ouch. It really is an ouch. You know, so let's talk about some beautiful beings that are ready to fly. As I mentioned, our lines are full. We've got a lot of first-time callers. We're going to go to them first. Those of you that have called before, hang on. We will get to you.
But first means first.
Exactly. So let's go ahead first to line two.
And we'll say hi to Mariana from Pennsylvania.
Namaste, Angel.
Hi.
Welcome to Sri and Kira Live. Hi.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're honored.
I'm sorry?
It's okay. Keep going.
Okay. I'd like to see if I could get a mini soul reading.
Absolutely. You know, Mariana, what I'd invite you to do right now is as I'm connecting with you, I want you to just bring your hands to your heart if it's safe to do so. Close your eyes and allow your breath to be gentle. Because all around you, I see this energy. It's interesting. They keep using the words expectancy, anticipation, that there's like this energy in you that's trying to combust, like it's building, 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 building. And it's, by the way, it's very big in your third chakra. So take those hands from your heart and bring them down to your third chakra, just right there around a little bit above the navel. And I want you to bring your breath down there because they're saying if you relax into the power that you already carry, this is already done. That there is nothing to be anxious or attached to, that everything that's going on in your life right now is like this beautiful, spacious moment of expansion. You're also resonating very, very big with the number 2 and the number 4. And what I enjoy about that is it basically means that it's time to look at how you interact with others around creating and bringing forward that which you are ready to birth, because you've got a lot of energy going on around you right now. So I'm very grateful that you called. Namaste, Angel.
Thank you so much. That makes perfect sense. Namaste.
Namaste, beloved. Well, you know, Sri, I'm still connecting with Mariana. I'm feeling her little wings.
Absolutely.
And so let's fly to another phone line.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to go say hi to Bronca, who's on line 3.
From Montreal. Namaste, Bronca. Welcome to Sri and Kira Live.
Hi, guys. Hi. I just want to take a moment to thank you guys for the support in this extremely important time, and also to all the listeners who probably call in with some personal initiatives but perhaps are not aware of the impact on collective for sharing their experiences and for hearing the support you guys are giving them, because sometimes I get ignited just by listening to that. So I want to thank everybody for being here.
Oh, and, thank you, my angel.
Thank you all. And I wanted to share, like everybody else, the past couple of years has been really a roller coaster. And I think on some unconscious level, I have switched my focus from nourishing my mind to nourishing my body. And now I'm finally nourishing my soul phase. And I managed to find this state of being, this peace that I, every day I get to keep a little bit longer. And the only thing that I'm struggling with, I guess, at this point in time, and I'm hoping for any guidance from you guys, is that I feel like I've built this life that I always wanted, and I've lived it, and then something happened, I guess, not one event, but few, and I completely disconnected from it, and I feel like that life is there, but I'm not supposed to lead it. I feel like I'm supposed to be leading a completely different life, but for a year now, there's no clarity. Like, I'm not clear on what that is. So I'm just living this life, not for the lack of taking an action, but rather for not sure what action to take. And I'm patiently waiting and for some sign. Oh, my God, the weather is making this beautiful colors. Sorry. And I'm just looking for some sign as to what that new life is supposed to entail. And I'm hoping that you guys can give me any insight, any guidance as to
Well, Bronca, first of all, I got it. I got it, Angel. Your energy is so radiantly beautiful. And your energy, by the way, today is very, very emerald. Now, a couple things I want to share with you. First of all, bring one hand to your heart and just for a moment, take the middle finger of the other hand, touch your third eye and release. Take a breath. Switch hands. Put the other hand back on your heart. Take your middle finger of the other hand, third eye and release. Bring it back to your heart. Take a breath. Archangel Raphael is all around you. The first thing Raphael is saying is, you asked for a sign, we displayed the colors. So what you were mentioning about the weather, making all those beautiful colors, that is absolutely in this moment for you. And the other thing he's saying is, you are the colors of the rainbow. You are the color of the universe. You carry the energy of universal restoration in your hands. How you decide to use them is the blessing of your life in form. And one thing I will share with you, my angel, is that when Archangel Raphael comes in, it usually means there's some form of healing energy. We can heal through our words. We can heal through our hands. We can heal through our presence. So the gift is, you are a healer. The key is, what kind of healer do you want to be? What resonates with you? And all I keep hearing is, your pathway is emerald. It's paved with golden stones. And all you need to do is keep taking one step at a time and it will all unfold. And thank you for the honor of connecting with you, my angel. Namaste.
Thank you, guys. Namaste.
Namaste. Wow. You know, Sri, I just really, you know, again, all these butterflies, right?
Absolutely.
And the other thing I always like to share when we talk about wings and soaring are dragonflies. Because dragonflies carry, you know, one of the gifts we've had living both in Guatemala at Tosa La Laguna on Lake Atitlan and now living here in Uruguay outside of Jose Ignacio near Garzon is that we are blessed to have so many amazing dragonflies because dragonflies, the Mayan elders used to always share with us, if you have dragonflies, it's because your air is pure. It's because there's absolutely pure air. And as a matter of fact, on Lake Atitlan, the Mayan were lamenting that they thought all the dragonflies were gone until they showed up at Tosa. And same thing when we moved here. It was amazing how many beautiful dragonflies we have. But dragonfly wings are very, very long, and they carry a much bigger body.
Very effervescent.
Exactly. And they carry a body, which I love, you know, the body of the dragonfly. Mm-hmm. And so when you fly like a dragonfly, you're saying, I am ready to fly through the pure air. I am ready to fly into the consciousness of my divine beingness. I am ready to be.
And I can hover.
One of the things about hovering is the opportunity for clarity.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we get so busy going forward, we don't know if we're really attending to everything that is required for our nourishment.
Mm-hmm.
I love how one of the callers earlier mentioned, I think it's all here. You know, I think everything I'm wanting is here, but I'm not quite sure I should accept it or move forward with it.
Yeah.
And that indeed is a metaphor that will reoccur for almost everyone.
Very true.
As we are at a point of breaking through, there will be a moment where we have a sense that, wait a minute, it's here. It's happening. And then there might be the sense of, but wait, I'm not sure. I don't know.
Oh, my God. What is happening?
And I want to share, you know, from a very personal standpoint, that moment was very alive in me when I first met Kira Raw.
Very true.
I was at a place in my life where I knew that I needed my sacred partner in order to go forward to fulfill my mission.
And to his credit, guys, I'm just going to jump in here. He knew it enough to come to a peaceful resolution with a 19-year marriage. And it wasn't like there were problems in the marriage other than the connection through spirituality.
It wasn't my authentic partner. And so because I had a deep yearning for a greater communion, I needed to honor and close out the one in order to make space for the next chapter of my life.
And that takes divine courage, because this is one of the steps. You know, Sri already mentioned the first step, which is you've got to let it go. But the next step is you need to have divine courage. Divine courage is when you trust your soul's calling enough to take the step.
And you're going to listen to your heart, the wisdom from your soul, more than you're going to listen to all those rational reasons that your ego will present to you why you might not want to move forward. And so in my case, my soul knew I had found my other half, had found the one. And in our phone calls with Kira, before we ever met personally, the resonance, the energy, the clarity was there. It was all there, and it was as if someone was rolling out this divine carpet of a beautiful future. And when we met in person for the first time, my ego jumped in and took over. And
he freaked
all
out.
My doubts came forward.
He completely freaked out.
And so it's a metaphor for how we will sabotage ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
The ego knows that if something authentic is before you, like your joy, that it will lose priority.
The it being the ego.
The ego knows that the moment you embrace the joy of expansion, you will lose interest in the ho-hum problems that the ego loves to recycle.
And if the ego has had a strong enough grip on you, you can actually derail the perfect partnership, the perfect job, the perfect location of living. You put the word perfect in front of anything. If the ego is in control, it's terrified of your authenticity, because authenticity recognizes a divine trust in universal flow.
And so whenever you discover that that inner child is having a tantrum, that that ego is about to sabotage something that seems so beautiful, well, that's a moment to pause. To really pause and to hover and to take a moment and breathe and connect in whatever way you know how with your divine guidance,
mm-hmm.
and ask to be confirmed, ask to have that clarity come forward. This isn't a rational argument. You don't make a list of pros and cons. Pros and cons are retrospective. They have nothing to do with the soul's expansion. They're a mental game. What we're looking for is that which expands your peace, your love, and your joy. And in doing so, you'll be in the right place.
Always. And you know, speaking about being in the right place, I want to share with all of you guys, we are so blessed. A lot of you write me after you receive mini soul readings, and it always touches my heart so deeply. And so I just want to take my wings right now and wrap them around you with love to say thank you. I want to read one that we got in last week, just precious. And it says, Dear Sri and Kira, I just listened to the replay of last Sunday's program. I felt compelled to communicate that you answered my call at 3:33 p.m. online 3. I love that. and this was Eastern time. Know that my call would be taken, knowing that my call would be taken and that I would hear exactly what I needed to hear from you in that moment. I love the expansion that was the choice given word for me. And thank you again for all of your teachings, love and light. And here's another one we got from last week's show, Shri and Kira. Thank you so much for reading my email on last week's show. With the combination of your daily reflections, practices, the self-ascension mantra, and your wisdom from Sundays, I reached an entirely new state of being during my most recent meditation. I truly connected with the pure stream of source energy and was able to bask in the feeling radiance and knowing without trying to analyze what was happening. I've always thought my mind was still during meditation, but now I see that even more stillness and magic is not only possible, dot, 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 but inevitable.
Yes.
Yoo-hoo! As Kira said, I'm baking, so I can finally relax and know that I will know what I need to know, precisely what I need to know it. Love you both, Angelina. We love you too, dear one. Now, I'm sharing those for a couple reasons. Number one, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Shri and I are very aware that we have bar none the best listeners in the planet. However, wanted to encourage all of you, go to bbsradio.com, click on our page, Shri and Kira Live, and if you scroll down, you'll see a contact form. It's right there on the left side of the page, and you can select feedback from the drop-down menu and post your feedback, post your comment. You can also do that at shriandkiraradio.com or by the same email, guest@shriandkiraradio.com, that you can actually send your questions to. So we invite you to communicate. Let us know. We enjoy the conversation. Also, to all of our beloved listeners, do you have a topic you'd like Shri and I to be talking about? We book our shows usually a couple months in advance. However, sometimes a topic comes in front of us that we sneak in ahead of time. A topic could be done in the future. So if you have something you would like us to talk about, please guest@shriandkiraradio.com and we're happy to do that. Now, Shri, before we go back to the phone lines, why don't we take one of these beautiful beings that have written us?
Absolutely. We have some wonderful folks that have written in and here we go.
So here it is. Greetings, beloveds. I am reawakening after a period of stepping back, having lost faith after traumas with my daughter. Things had settled, and I began to quickly reconnect and am experiencing a quick vibration ascension. Once again, a situation with another child is challenging me. What advice can you give when your children's paths are so clearly opposite of yours? How do I navigate this? Fear is a stronghold here. Any insight or reading is so warmly welcome. Namaste, Lisa. Well, Lisa, first of all, thank you, because this question is asked by a lot of people, and it's a very, very powerful one. One of the things that we want to offer to you, and this is for all of you that may be navigating this situation, when we enter into our spiritual life, it's important to remember that we chose our parents. Every one of us. That means our children chose us. And as much as we chose our parents, our children chose us. If I can meet you at that fundamental acceptance of that energy and that premise, then everything else that follows is a divine appointment, meaning your children knew before they were born what they were getting into. They knew who they were picking as a parent, what looks like or may very well be two very different paths means they are doing their job 100% perfectly to assist you to deepen your path.
And now the only thing you can ever do for your children is to be authentic on your own path.
Exactly. And model, don't speak.
If you're really choosing to align with your authentic energy, then you are radiating a peace, a confidence, a love. You're having joy radiation. All of those energies are in your aura and they will communicate with your children.
Absolutely.
And the other thing I just want to mention is oftentimes we evolve during the course of raising our children. I know in my case, the person I was when my children were born was quite different than the person I was when they were in their teens.
And that's because of their birth.
That's exactly right. And so have a little mercy on this situation.
Mm-hmm. And yourself.
They chose you because they wanted to learn from you. They wanted whatever that essential energy was. And remember that the ego is formed at birth through the trauma of separation. And then the ego takes it upon itself to try to keep you safe. And it adopts the rules and regulations and things of the world in order to keep you safe. Well, that's fine and dandy. So in the early years, your children's egos will probably reflect your household rules. However, the culture of their upbringing. In the later years, maybe not. So the thing to remember is you've already done what you can do. Now be yourself.
So how do you navigate this? How does anyone navigate this? You know, you've already demonstrated that because you talked about your vibrational lift and where you're going. The key is to not stop, meaning keep walking, keep walking, keep walking. The more authentically you live your path, even if it's in direct contrast to your children, they are going to see that you're sincere. They are going to see that you are honestly this being who is on this pathway. And eventually, just like a 2-year-old that's throwing a trauma or a 40-year-old that's throwing a trauma, they will eventually relax because regardless of the perception of the pathway, if they see that you are authentic and you are living your life with presence and you are able to hold that presence, everything else will calm down. Thank you, my angel. This was a really powerful one. And feel our arms and our wings wrapped around you as we invite your wings to open and soar.
Absolutely. Let's head to the phone lines again. And we'll begin at line 4, where Linda from Los Angeles is waiting.
Namaste, beautiful.
Namaste. It's so good to be in touch with you again. I have a really quick question. In September, I left a very toxic work situation, and since then, I feel like I've been free falling, free floating, and I was hoping to get some guidance on the next step, the next page.
You know, Angel, I am so grateful you called today, and I'm so grateful that you are here right now. I'm going to also invite you to close your eyes if it's safe to do so. And it's funny, the word I keep hearing around you is relax, relax, relax. And so I want you to just breathe in. As you know, this had to be, and you have been in a very powerful period of self-healing. They're saying when the restoration, I keep hearing, let's see, September, October, November, December, January, February. Wow, February is your month because I keep hearing six months. So February is going to be a very powerful turning point for you as far as clarity, as far as what you really want to do and how you want to do it. And as far as the opportunities or they're saying the serendipitous events that come forward to support that. But the most important thing for you, my love, relax, 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 and receive. Relax and receive. Receive the healing that you were meant to collect during this 6-month period and get ready for the next phase because it's really quite extraordinary. And I really salute and congratulate you because this is a courageous step. And the next part of your life would have never come forward without this step. So truly, a bow of namaste. Thank you, my angel.
Thank you.
Namaste.
All right. Hey, let's head up to line 1 and say hi to Allison from San Diego.
Namaste, Allison.
Oh, namaste, beauties. I am so excited. Everything you say, I so resonate with. And my question or issue kind of just goes with everyone else's because it's just the energy around, but I feel like I've just taken a divine courageous leap and I'm in flight. I just gave I'm just going to be moving in 45 days after being here 9 years, and I'm decided to make a change with my job, which does not bring me joy. So I'm definitely creating options, and I know that the universe will provide, but I get a little bit of impatience as to where and when, and I just wanted to know if you could give me any insight around that, particularly anywhere. I'm thinking of the Pacific Northwest, maybe. Anyway, my friends think I'm a little goofy, but my son completely and beautifully supports me, so I feel very blessed.
Oh, Angel. Well, indeed, you are blessed. You are blessed. And I feel your dragonfly wings. They're quite beautiful. And I love that you called today. Yeah, they're pretty cool. Lots of blue, by the way, around you right now. Lots of blue. Also like a pastel rose. It's very, very beautiful. Here's what I'm hearing is that everything times with the move. Everything times with the move. And remember that a 4 plus a 5 is a 9. And that's a very powerful energy that you have called into yourself. You know, the 45-day notice, that's when you're going to be moving. As far as the where, Pacific Northwest would be great for you. You need to stay by water. So they say water around you is essential. It's essential. Okay. So just make sure wherever you go, you have access to water or you're living close to the water. But as long as you're within an hour of the water, you'll be in the right place for you. But they're illuminating the map right now, and I'm seeing 9 points of light. So rather than be like, okay, trust what you're feeling, but you may want to sit down with a map, put your hands over it, and ask, show me the radiations and see what comes forward for you, because everything times with this move. This is an extraordinary, your year is going to be outrageously rocking, and I'm excited. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Blessings.
And to you, my angel. Namaste. Oh, Sri, you know, let's just take one more caller before we move forward.
All right. And then we'll take more later.
All right.
We're going to head to line 5 and say hi to Mari from Palm Springs.
Hey, Mari, namaste.
Namaste, beloved. Oh, my goodness. I am so grateful. There are so many synchronicities today. Thank you. I took the passionate action, the being that courageous. I took that course, and I'm in that process. And I just wanted to share some miraculous things. Today, I woke up, and here in the desert, we don't have very much rain. And today, I woke up, and I felt the presence of a spirit around me, and I just cried and cried because I've been working so hard to move forward and keep going and clear some old traumas. And this morning, after I prayed at my miracle altar, I went outside and there was a rainbow bridge over the mountain. It was so amazing. So amazing. I have an intention, a project that I want to do with my art. And yesterday I was painting the Blue Jewel. And it's so beautiful. Everything is synchronous. And I get so overwhelmed with energy that I almost can't breathe, and I keep walking with it. I breathe and do yoga, and sometimes it's so much excitement, I don't know what to do with myself. But I just really wanted to share the 13 days. I've done that before, and I was very blessed before with it, and so I just want to encourage anyone else to step in and do that, because you may not think that it's working, and all of a sudden miracles just blast open in your life. And I'm so grateful for you, Sri and Kira, for holding this place that you hold, because we really have to open this to everyone to collectively hold this beautiful frequency. And when you're in presence, It's so miraculous. I've been having just incredible healing sessions at work. I get to be visible, and I'm not, I'm less and less afraid of that, and people are recognizing it, and it's okay. And so I just really thank you for holding that open, being the gatekeepers for this. So thank you. Love you very much.
Oh, Mari, thank you. I mean, I have I have tears in my eyes, and truly, thank you, my angel. It's such a gift to hear from you.
Thank you. I just keep holding this project. I want to just place this intention, this project that I have for my art. I've been holding that, and I had called in before, and I'm slowly practicing more, and I'm moving more and more into it. I'm in my studio, and some days it just feels like there's not enough time, and I just breathe into that and open up and do what's in front of me and be in presence.
Well, I can share with you. Yeah, go ahead.
So I just want to thank you, sending you guys so much love, and hope to be in Uruguay soon, someday. I'm just putting that out there as well. So
Woohoo! Well, we would look forward to seeing you here. And Mari, I just want to share before you go that you have very strong Zodkiel energy around you right now. Whatever you need to do, just reach out to the violet flame. It's like he's showing me you can reach out to the violet flame, pull it in, and everything will just keep getting richer. And so it is.
Thank you.
Thank you. Namaste. Well, you know, Sri, I love that we're all soaring today.
Absolutely.
Isn't it about soaring? It's the art of soaring. How fun is this?
I also love that this caller, Mari, had just mentioned about the 13 process. And we want to remind you to go to our homepage and sign up for this free process.
It's free. It's our gift to you. And guys, we have people from all over the world that you would not believe the miracles that are happening. Isn't it your turn to have miracles in
Absolutely.
Your life? Hello?
Let's get out of the cocoon.
Exactly. And I also just want to take a moment, Sri. Mari was talking about the beautiful rainbow. Well, you know, here at Terra Nostra, we recently had an incredible double rainbow, and it was captured by one of our Terra Nostra full-time residents, Alice Collins. And we have all these amazing unretouched, guys. The color will blow your mind. They're all posted at our Facebook page. So just go to Sri and Kira on Facebook, or simply friend me on Facebook at Kira Raw. And go look at these amazing photos. Now, here's one of the cool things. One of these photos looked like a trident of Shiva that came out. And this was a full double rainbow, guys. It was full. And on one side, you saw all this amazing color and pink and purple. And on the other side, right next to the rainbow, was the trident of Shiva that appeared. We were humbled, blown away, honored. That's because if you don't know, we have an incredible Shiva altar here at Terra Nostra. So we really felt like it was a personal double rainbow for us.
Absolutely. A little sign from the heavens that we're on the right track.
Indeed. So let's go back to talking about that art of soaring, Sri. And you know, one of the questions that we sent out in our e-card, and you know, if you don't get our e-cards, it means you're not on our newsletter list. So make sure you sign up for our newsletter when you go to SriandKira.com. But one of the questions we basically said was, okay, what if everything you ever dreamed of was laid at your feet?
Absolutely.
You know, what if everything was laid at your feet?
And sometimes the fact that we get a glimpse that things have lined up can be overwhelming.
And freaking out.
Absolutely. And I talked earlier about
exactly.
how I
had
my ego freak out, and how oftentimes, and I know that some of our callers have already expressed this, and I know you might have felt it as well. When you're right at the moment of breaking through, there is such an uncertainty. Mm-hmm. It's like you're in the gap between
exactly.
the then and the now, or the soon to be then.
And the soon to be now.
and that gap, the ego experiences that as a little bit of anxiety. And this is the moment where you need to consciously take in a breath and reframe it and say, I'm excited.
Exactly.
I'm not anxious. I'm not fearful. I'm excited, because fear and anxiety are felt in the body the same way excitement is. The difference is the context. And so that's one tip. The other tip is to remember that it takes trust. It takes spiritual tenacity. And if anything that life can do for us that will cultivate our trust and our tenacity, if it takes uncertainty to cultivate our trust, then you're going to be given that. If it takes challenges to cultivate our trust, then we're going to be given a series of challenges. Just like the butterfly that struggles to get out of its cocoon, another metaphor is the rocket ship.
No
that's
kidding.
Seeking to soar.
But the rocket ship has stages.
It
you
has
know,
stages.
A true rocket that soars out of the universe, out of our atmosphere, has stages, right?
Absolutely. It pushes, and then it must release, and then the next stage comes in. And when you finally complete all of that effort, got you to the stratosphere and beyond, got you to the place where it takes just a little energy to course correct. And that's another useful metaphor to hold in your mind to give yourself the reassurance, I can do this. I will keep walking. I can do this because I choose to fly.
Exactly. I choose to fly because it is a choice. And, you know, let's talk to a few other beautiful people. And before we go to the phone lines, I want to read another person that wrote us at SriandKira.com, guest at SriandKiraRadio.com. My apologies. And here's her question. Hi, Sri and Kira. I've been following you for a while, and I feel happy and very supported on my journey every time I get in touch with your sharings. And I would love a mini soul reading, but it is difficult for me to call you from Brazil. So I wish you to comment about two things that have been an issue for me. One is about how can we go from more command instead of demand, as you have said before, because I feel like I struggled to move on that. And the other is about having children. Myself and many of my friends that are working our ways on the spiritual path are feeling an urge right now to maternity or paternity, but many of us don't even have a partner. So is there any connection with these feelings and ascension? Love you very much. There are no words to say how much you help us. Thanks for all. A lot of hugs from Brazil, Adeline. Well, Adeline, first of all, namaste. You're my neighbor. You're right here in Brazil. Get down here to Uruguay and come see us in person, Angel. I want you to, first of all, take a moment and just breathe and relax. Just breathe and relax. And as you breathe and relax, I first want to reach out to you with incredible love and appreciation, because really, in many ways, both of your situations, both of those questions are the same, aren't they? You know, a desire to have children versus, you know, the command and the demand and the timing. Excuse me, my throat is dry. However, here's what's important to remember, that you are very much in an ascended process already. You already have claimed a divine moment of mastery within your life. When I gaze at you, all I see around you is archangels. As a matter of fact, my eyes are having a hard time looking at your energy field because there's so much bright light around you that everything that's guiding you in your life right now, even these yearnings about maternity and paternity, and the energy that's coming around you is ready to be directed into greater service. When we allow ourselves to move into greater service, then we learn the power of the command instead of the demand, meaning we're commanding all of that ascension energy into a greater spaciousness. I'm hearing that it's very important for you to connect as service to children now and to discover the ascended presence from the children that are being born on the planet. And that as you connect with that, you will ignite within you the energy of the divine expansion and lift that will bring forward for you this kind of union energy. I also want to share with you that we're going to be doing a couple shows that specifically address this. So make sure you listen to all of our shows in February, because everything you're talking about is a very powerful energy on the planet right now, which is why you wrote us right now, which is why we're honored to be connecting with you right now. Namaste, my love.
You know, so often the physical, the urges that we have in the physical, the emotions of the physical are actually a filtered nudge from the spiritual levels. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that you must necessarily act on those urges from the paradigm of the physical. Look for the flow. Look for the deeper message. And as you do that, you'll discover the true meaning of the yearning. Mm-hmm. All of us are seeking an energy. All of us are seeking to expand. And it could be indeed that your mission in this case is to nourish others, and then specifically the children. What are we doing? Every one of us is birthing. Every
always,
one of us.
Always.
And so, beloveds, find your passion. And I remind you of the telejourney that is now available online as a home study, and that is the Inner Radical class. Unlocking Your Inner Radical is a
if
way.
If you have not taken it, go take it. It's a whopping $22. It will change your life.
And by doing that, you can go a little deeper into the process of moving into that state of being where you know. And all is flow.
Indeed. No, all is flow. I love that, Sri. Isn't he cute, guys? He's so cute. Well, you know, all of our lines are full again. Let's see if we can say hello to a few more people.
All righty. I hope I'm in the right place here.
You are,
we're
right
gonna,
there.
We're going to go to line two and say hi to Laura from California.
Namaste, beloved. Welcome to Sri and Kira.
Hello. Do you hear me?
We hear you beautifully.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't hear. I am so excited to be in touch again with you. I talked to you one time. But now I sent a call today because this coming week is going to be my birthday, and I am going to turn 50, 55, I mean Shiva's double number. You know, Shiva's number is five.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And I need to know if you can tell me some kind, what is your impression, like soul reading, because I feel actually right now like my wings have been cut, where I'm still in the cocoon, where I don't know what's happening, because I used to have a spiritual teacher for 20 and some years, and I still have it. And I met some other spiritual leader, which for the one, I felt some kind of awakening. For the second one, I felt like soul awakening. But somehow, into my consciousness, I feel some kind of fight between them. And it's very hard for me, so I don't know. I felt like my being is catching in one side, and the other side is a lot of mental fight. I've never been through things like that. So
I understand. I got it, Laura. Yeah. I got it. You have, by the way, you have beautiful golden energy. You have a golden presence. However, there's been like a split. When I look at you, I see a split, and I understand now why I'm seeing it based on what you just shared. I love and I'm smiling that you got through this week, that you, because our lines have been incredibly full, because here's the other thing that and it's actually coming directly from Shiva right now, with this blue essence coming to meet this gold essence around you. And what I'm clearly being guided to share with you is this. Remember that in the five and the five, when you bring them together, because for you, it's about unifying everything. Exactly. It's one plus the infinite. And see, that's the ascended numerology. In standard numerology, it would just be the one. But in ascended numerology, it's the one plus the infinite, because ascended numerology looks up to numbers 13. And so from the ascended perspective, this year is all about you and your direct relationship with the infinite, and to not be influenced or dissuaded by those that would offer you information that is different than what you already know. That as you unify all that you are together and stand in greater clarity and trust, the pathway is open. And for you, October 2016 will be a very revelatory and expanded time as well. So I'm really honored. Happy birthday, Angel. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. You are a blessing for me. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Angel, as you are for us.
Forever.
Thank you. Namaste. Thank you.
Well, indeed, another Namaste. Wonderful experience. Namaste.
Incredible, incredible. Well, do we have time? Let's take another caller.
We can do another one. But before we do, I just want to echo what one of the callers had said earlier, that each caller is bringing to us a microcosm of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And as we tune in, we are all expanded.
You know, we really are. And speaking about expanded tree, I just have to share, because if you've not checked out Ascended Numerology, guys, go check it out. It's an extremely powerful, I refer to it as freakishly accurate system. And it's at our website, treeandkira.com. It's available as a home study program. It will change your life. Now, Sri, we've got lots of people holding. I see a first-time caller here. Let's go to line one and say hi to LB from New Jersey. Namaste, LB. Welcome to Sri and Kira.
Oh, thank you so very much. I'm relatively new to your teachings, and thus far you've had a profound effect on my life, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, my question, feel that return to you.
Thank you. My question is, I feel compelled to do service for the earth and the universe, and I would like some guidance on how I can do that the best.
Well, first of all, thank you for asking. And the reason I'm saying thank you for asking is all of these beings of light that are standing behind you, when you said that, just bowed. And it was so beautiful, it almost took my breath away. I mean, so beautiful. It like brings tears to my eyes to see this. And here's what they're saying, that the service for you that would bring you the most joy is to, they said, first of all, go find, whether it's in your yard or whether you're going to a park or somewhere else or even a beach. And they're saying to go bring a teeny, like one of those little, like, you know, to dig, like the little teeny tiny, oh, Sri, what are they called? The little shovels you use when you use a pot.
Yeah, a little hand trowel.
Yeah, like a little hand trowel, just a little gardening hand trowel. That's it. And they're saying to put a little, just make a little, little hole, but you're going to be covering it back up, and to put into that a piece of your hair, a piece of paper with your love on it. It could just be the word love, to place your hands over the hole and simply send thank you, cover it up, and then they said the miracle will come forward. This is not how you're going to do it. This is how you're going to become. They're saying you are meant to be one with this energy, and that this is like the final phase that is bringing you to be one with this energy. And then it's funny because, again, these white beings are all like they're dancing and they're happy and they're smiling and they're just like they're spreading what look like arms, but they're really wings, and they're spreading them out and saying, and then select from the buffet of whatever it is you want to manifest, because it's all being given to you, my angel. Namaste.
Oh, wow. Thank you so very much. All my love.
All my love, angel. Namaste. You know, Sri, this is the blessing. When we soar, we have the opportunity to soar into our own heart first, right? We have to like dive free fall with trust into our own heart so that we can expand our wings and move forward.
And in that expansion, it is often liberated through the recognition of what's going on, mm-hmm. through your clarity. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have the recognition of what's going on, then you have the opportunity to simply leap. Mm-hmm. You know, taking that divine leap, taking that surrendering moment to say, I know I'm on the right track, I'm not clear what's next, but I'm moving forward anyway, is oftentimes one of the most productive choices one can make. And, you know, as we reflect on today and all of the sharings and the metaphors that have been happening, remember that the purpose of a parable, the purpose of a metaphor, is to ignite in you the trust and the recognition of the energies that are at work. These energies are universal. We all get to experience them.
And we all dive into them. And on a very personal note, as we begin to close the show today, I want to share with all of you that Sri and I made a commitment to be in a 30-day silence juice fasting. And you may say, well, oh my goodness, how can you do the radio show if you're in a silence juice fasting? The answer is because we love you that much. However, this is a powerful time. This is a powerful time to be harvesting. And again, if you have not seen our video with the February reflections, please go to YouTube, Official Sri and Kira, and watch it today. But this is a very powerful time through February 18th to be harvesting all of the restorative rejuvenation energy that is available to you, regardless of your question, regardless of what you're looking for. If you harvest this time and you take advantage of it, it is. Sri and I today are on day 12 of our 30-day juice fast. We are truly honored that the spiritual miracles just keep pouring in, pouring in, pouring in, pouring in, as our physical bodies say, wow, this is starting to feel really good.
Yeah, yeah. And to those of you that have thought about doing a form of cleanse, go for it.
This is the time. And that's why I'm sharing it. Because if you've been thinking about detoxing, if you've been thinking about cleansing, right now, between now and February 18th, is a great time to start. The universe is supporting you. And beloved angels, to all of you on the phone, to all of you who have written in questions, we promise to get to you as soon as we can. And for those of you on the phone, call back next week. Beloved angels, I want you in this moment right now as we close today to bring your hands to your heart. Close your eyes if it's safe to do so. Feel the wings between your shoulders unfolding. Let us send to you right now the energy of free flight. The art of soaring is yours. It's easy. You deserve it. Fly, my angels, fly.
And as you connect to that sacred space of true beingness, may you know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.